you'll never have time for your devotion. You must take the time. This time with your Lord is so important to your spiritual growth that your greatest enemy, Satan, will put in your way all kinds of hindrances. You will need to be persuaded that this devotional time is so important to you that your life will be disciplined to include it in spite of hindrances. Another thing that we should do is memorize Scripture. Make the Bible God's voice to you or to us every day. When we memorize the Scripture, it makes God's voice to us real every day, a vital part of your life and thinking. Here are some simple hints for helping you to memorize Scripture. Write a verse or two that you want to keep in your memory on something where you can refer to it often. What I do, I write it on a 3x5 card. And whether I'm at home or on a job or at leisure, a small card, this small card or notebook, or whatever you choose to put it in, will serve a purpose in allowing you to go over and over this verse. Don't try to memorize too much at a time, just a phrase at a time until you get that down, and then another phrase until you get that down. Now, the secret to memorizing Scripture is to repeat it often to yourself, silently, aloud, and to others, and then to write it down and review until you know it so well that it's just like your address. And the psalmist said this: "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against you," in Psalm 119:11. Understand yourself. To understand yourself properly, you need to realize that as a Christian, you now have two natures. You have the nature that you were born with, the nature of sin. And now, at your new birth, you receive a new nature, the nature of Christ. Thus, you have become a dual personality in the sense that these two natures are present in you and affect your thinking. You will find, if you're not already, I haven't already, that on the one hand, the old nature you were born with tries to get you away from God and Christian activity. It tries to get you to continue in the old life you knew before you were saved. It tries to make you and your activities self-centered and to quench all spiritual activities such as praying and reading your Bible, testifying to others about Christ and going to church. On the other hand, you will become aware that your new nature is tugging at your thoughts and urging you to let your activities and life be Christ-centered. It invites you to fill your life with Christian activities and gives you a desire to grow spiritually and to live for Christ. This conflict in natures is explained in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. It is well for you to recognize that these two natures will ever be present in your life. It is for you to determine which nature will have control over you. In many of our modern homes, there is but one faucet handle at the kitchen sink. It controls whether cold or hot water will come from the faucet by the direction it is pushed. The potential for both is always there. But by one hand, by the person's hands, the temperature of the water coming forth is controlled. By your spiritual hand, you likewise control the activity of your life. You can cause spiritual grace and Christian actions to come forth as the handle of your life is turned in the direction of the new nature. Or you can cause unwholesome, selfish, and worldly actions to come as you move the handle of your life in the direction of the old nature. You control which of these natures will dominate your life. The activities connected with the old nature are mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 21. The character of the new nature is mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. As a new Christian, let the new nature of Christ take over the controls of your life right now. Remember, God is present to help you live this new life of yours. Now it's time to do our study guide.